I'm Dr. David Stevens, the CEO of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and I want to welcome you to the first edition of Dental Ministries Digest. You know, for over 81 years, we've been working with physicians and dentists in this country, those who have a strong faith in God and want to combine their practice of medicine or dentistry with their faith to minister as the great physician would. We've realized in the last few years that we need specific resources and services to better serve our dental members, dentists across this country who want to combine their faith with the practice of dentistry. That's why we brought Jeff Amstutz on board to head up our newest division, the Christian Dental Association. And on this inaugural issue, I want you to meet Jeff, get to know him, and then he's going to be hosting some other interviews that you're going to find very practical and helpful in not only your walk with God, but in your dental practice. Let's meet Jeff. Jeff, I know you're really excited about coming here. Probably not nearly as excited as I am in having you here to head up the Christian Dental Association, a new division of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we want to get into the vision of what all this is about.
Well, Dave, it's great to be here. It's great to be part of this organization and to head up the Christian Dental Association as we really look to what God's doing and the things that He's bringing together as we really seek to move this part of CMDA forward. My history is that I was a dentist in Warren, Ohio for a number of years, and in that process, I began to really learn what it means to walk with God. And in that walk, God began to kind of change my outlook from being one that took care of myself and my family and took charge and wanted to make sure that things were laid out to really learning lessons of what it means to rely on God. In that process, God has taken us from Warren, Ohio to the mission field in Africa. Carrie and our two kids have spent the past 12 and a half years serving God in Africa in various capacities in medical and dental and relief and development work there. And so in that process, though, God has taught us to continue to rely on Him for the things that we need.
The thing I love about your background, Jeff, is you've got the practical experience in the U.S. like everybody we're talking to, seeing patients every day, running a practice, worrying about the finances, getting the word out there about what you're doing, all those issues. And yet then you've been molded in that fire of overseas service where things are very challenging and you get to be very entrepreneurial, which God's helped you start a number of ministries. Tell us a little about that.
Well, the first opportunity that we had as we went over was to work in a hospital in the southern part of Gabon where there was no dental care at all in that whole bottom third of the country. And God laid on my heart a vision to teach and to train national workers, medical workers, and give them the skills to do dentistry so that they could stay behind after we left and provide that type of care. Mm-hmm. God at the same time was given the same vision to the medical director at Bungalow Hospital, Dr. Dave Thompson. And so as God only can do, He brought us together in a way that was very evident. And we went there and in 3 years, God really allowed us to see a program established there to train dental nurses as such to continue on the care that's going on there to this day.
So you took two nurses, trained them to be dentists, and with formal education and then a lot of time in the clinic.
Right. What we did, yeah, it was a really God thing. We identified a couple of top students coming out of the nursing school there at Bungalow and basically put them through a three-year dental training course based on what I learned in dental school. And so we had practical, we had clinical, we had didactic aspects of that. We put a number of teeth in plaster. We did a lot of fillings outside of the patient's mouth. And little by little, as they passed competency exams, we began to hand over certain aspects of dental treatment to those that we were training.
So you started your own dental school.
We did that on a small scale, and we had to do it in French. So that was my motivation at 35 to really be able to learn a foreign language.
I bet. So what's happened? What are those guys doing now?
Well, today it's been about eight and a half years later. They're both still there. The clinic continues to run, and one neat thing is that a new dentist has joined them in that practice. So now we have three providers there, still the only three in that southern part of the country. But God's really blessing them as they continue to meet the needs of that population.
And what was the next step? You took on a bigger challenge, as if that one wasn't big enough.
Well, you know, God taught me in that process. You know, I thought I had what it took to do that, and God really took all those things away from me. It sounds like something that we marched through, but really God was teaching me to rely on him in that process. And the next step that he did is leading us to the opportunity to start a women's and children's hospital in Kuchala, Mali. As we looked at that, we knew certainly that that was well beyond any competence that I could even bring to the table. I understood a few principles and all of that, but I learned in that process of what it really meant to rely on God. And we were able to see in just dynamic ways the way that he brought the people that we needed with the expertise at the time we needed it. He brought the funding in place, national leaders and workers to really move things on the ground there in Mali, and brought that all together to see that hospital established.
So what's there today?
Well, today we have probably a little over 100 beds. We've got 4 operating rooms there, staff of 90 to 100 plus, and beginning to have some aspects of training both on nurses level and of training physicians.
Wow. I know how hard it is to start anything in Africa. And the fact that God helped you do that in 3 years is near miraculous. And then you moved on to another challenge in dealing in countries where sometimes Christians aren't too welcome.
We did. We had really an opportunity based on some of the things that we'd done in the past to initially be a medical and business consultant for our denomination, looking at work in some of the closed access countries where we've had a chance to go in, come alongside of our workers that are there, helping them establish medical practices, looking at small business opportunities that they've had there. And God also gave us the opportunity to work with relief and development in areas of Africa and Central Asia, other places where the needs were tremendous.
Now you're talking about North Africa, Middle East, places that aren't easy to get into.
That's right. Yeah, very difficult.
Jeff, you've got a vision for what you want to see dentistry be as far as CMDA is concerned, to help better motivate, train, equip, prepare dentists for the challenges they face every day, whether they work in this country or halfway around the world. Tell me a little bit about that. What do you see as you look down the road? We're just hitting the road running here. I mean, we've had dentists in this organization for decades, but we felt for a long time there needed to be something more.
Well, Dave, it's really exciting. The number of people that God has brought in, people that have been in the organization for a long time, people that are new to the organization, it's really exciting. For me, one of the things that I was missing in the last years was my emphasis and my work was getting further away from medicine, further away from dentistry. And, mm-hmm. and so God was building this passion to come back in. And so as I come back in to the United States and see what our dentists are struggling with, some of the difficulties, I'm just really excited about these possibilities that we have to kind of come alongside our dental members and to have an impact in their lives and to see them have an impact in their communities. Some of the things that we're looking at on a practical where is to be a resource for our members. Simply looking at right now at redoing our website so that we can create an online community where dentists can begin to network with each other, where we have in the CMDA a number of resources, but we're bringing up all those resources that we have available and working to create new resources and make those available online so that people can access those, be aware what our other members are up to, and begin to network that way.
I know sense of creating community is so important because probably more so than even on the physician side, dentists are in smaller practice, fewer people they're working with, greater tendency to be isolated. Is that a fair characterization?
I think that's a fair characterization. And what we want to do is give people an opportunity. Even in a short time, we've asked for some input. A number of people are looking, where can we get CE mm-hmm. opportunities? What other people are doing missions work? Where can we come alongside? How can we connect to some of the things that we're going? And I think one of the very simple things that we can do is be a resource for those type of activities and things people want to be involved in.
I know you've been involved in mentoring overseas, and you see that as an important aspect helping dentists with this next generation that's coming along.
Well, it's fantastic. As I look at our membership and I'm getting to interact with those, we have just fantastic dentists operating in a number of different spheres. We have some of the top dental practices in the United States on a production basis. We have others that are feel called and committed to serving among the poor. And here we have these great resources of people that are available. And as students are going through dental school, as they're looking to the future, what practice will look like for them after residencies and after dental school. We just have this great opportunity to bring these groups of people together, those with the experience in various aspects of dentistry, and bringing them along with students that are looking, what are the next steps that God might have for me in practice?
I know when I talk to students, and I'm sure it's same for you, the thing they're looking for more than anything else are Christian role models in the profession God's called them to. And how do I integrate my faith into the practice of dentistry? What's it look like to have a Christian practice? I mean, they're going to learn that in dental school.
That's right.
They've got to have some role models to get an idea what it's all about.
And it's great that we have these men of God and women of God that are committed to Christ, that are committed to living in integrity in their practice and their lives and their families and their communities. And these guys are leaders in their areas of field. And what great examples as they come forward, as people are aware, like, wow, that guy's able to run a practice like that and follow God and be that example in his community. And as we see these role models, I'm just amazed at what God's doing and how he's using them. And we just got to get the story out that God is using people, using our dental members to impact the world and their communities and their families for Christ.
You know, and not only are you trying to deal with graduate ministries, I know you're very much wanting to expand our ministry on, what, is it 50 campuses now?
That's right, 51 campuses we have currently.
Yeah, and how can we better touch those dental students' lives? What are your plans?
Well, we're looking at ways to network with our dental students as well. We have interactions currently looking at starting on two new campuses where ministries aren't. One of them is getting one up and going that used to be, and another is looking to start a whole new ministry. But one of the neat opportunities that we have is this partnership with Dr. Peter Dawson. Mm-hmm. And this summer, we're going to launch our first annual Emerging Leaders in Dentistry Symposium, where we're going to invite leaders and students from each of our dental schools. We're going to gather together for a weekend of just an intimate time, not so much a how to be successful in dentistry step by step, but how to live a life. And we're going to talk a lot about vision, about whether or not you're going to have a life driven by your dental practice, or your dental practice driven by the way that you want to live your life. And so this is an example of where we're going to bring in top people that are living that type of life in various spheres of dentistry, and they're going to be able to model that and share in this weekend with our dental students.
And I know your goal is try to get students from every campus and kind of seed this back every place across the country.
That's right. And where this takes off from there down the road, we have opportunities. We have great connections for people in practice management and time management and financial resources and marriage enrichment, all of these type of things. So we really see this picture, this holistic picture of what dentistry can become. And we want to bring our members into that and be a blessing to them.
I think you said it so clearly. If you're not careful, your practice can be driving you instead of you driving your practice.
It's very easy to do in today's world and practice. If we're not careful, if we don't establish our priorities, if we don't think through these issues, before we know it, our practice is driving us and everything else has become secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you pay the price. You see it in your family, see it in your own happiness. What else is on the stove here?
Well, we're excited because of my missions background. Certainly, a lot of my focus is here stateside, but I still have a strong passion to see work around the world through dentistry. We know on short-term trips the impact that dentists have on that in the population in just a short amount of time. One of the things we want to do as we look at both short-term trips and longer-term is we want to make sure that we're leaving something behind that's sustainable, that we're helping to increase the capacity of local dentists and local technicians, that we're helping them to become better in what we do. One of the areas that we're looking at is dental education internationally. We're working with a group here, Medical Education International, and we really have a vision to plug dentists into that, to where dentists can go from the U.S. To various universities around the world and help provide modular-type courses. Exciting development that I have a conversation later this week, and I'll just kind of tip that a little bit, is that a group of dentists in Africa are looking, can we not start some type of residency program where we could see 1 or 2 years where we can pour into people, give them clinical experiences that they're not getting currently in dental schools. They're getting the didactic portion, but they don't have access to materials and resources to become very good clinicians. So we're looking at, is it possible that we could take some of our international mission clinics and help turn those into places where we can train Christian dentists to really reach out to their own populations, giving them experience and practical skills in the process.
It kind of mirrors what we've done with training surgeons in Africa, what we've done training family practice doctors other places in the world that CMDA has been involved in. I think it's just fantastic because you leave someone who there who knows the language, knows the culture, and is going to be there forever.
That's right. And 2 years, again, talk about mentoring, 2 years of really working hand in hand together, mentoring, pouring into somebody's life so that they in turn can begin a dental clinic or work in a hospital and begin to pour into lives of others.
And at the same time, you're discipling them and helping them to become what God wants to be, essentially training national missionaries to go out to their own
That's
people.
Right.
So
fantastic.
What else?
Well, we've got looking at dental education as well, CE. Mm-hmm. We have some great providers already within our network coming up at the annual conference here this year. We're going to have some excellent dental CE that's going to be available. And we're really exploring options of how can we do that? What should our role be in dental continuing education? We have great leaders, like I said, already on board with this. And so are there ways that we can create an atmosphere where Christians can come together, where we can network, and in that process, we can also have CE that's going to make us better as we go back to our practices.
Great idea, and we're already certified at CMBA to provide dental education, and so just a perfect fit. So you kill two birds with one stone, have fellowship, grow in the Lord, and get your CE at the same time, something you can't do at secular
meetings.
That's right.
No, it's an exciting prospect that we have to really see that emphasis grow.
You know, as you look down the road, Jeff, what do you hope to see in the next 5 years? I mean, I know you have a passion for this. God's prepared you for this. We want to just expand the influence into many more dentists' life. Huh? What do you see?
We do. We have this great opportunity. And I believe that as God calls us as believers to walk with Him, He equips us in different ways to have different impacts. And so I really see this organization as really helping to bring together Christian dentists that are walking in some ways similar roads, but also different roads and different impacts. So that as we have those that are called to reach into their communities and maybe begin to treat the poor and work locally there, those that are working on at high levels, some of the excellent dentistry that's going on around this country, those that are being called to the mission field, that we can really help bring these people together, help equip them, bless them, walk alongside of you in that ministry, in your practice, and in what God's equipped you to do. Another area that I'm really becoming more passionate about, as I see and I've seen some of the relationships of those that I went to dental school and practice with in marital areas, mm-hmm. as marriages really take the hit of practice involvement and just difficulties in this day and age, I really would like to see our dental marriages strong. And so Carrie and I have just attended a marriage enrichment weekend that the CMDA puts on, and we were just blessed tremendously. So we want to look for ways that we can take that blessing to our dental members as well, and giving them opportunities to really come together as husband and wife, looking at the marriage and their commitment to each other and the commitment to God in that process.
Jeff, I know we've been praying for this to take off for quite a few years. And God now, in just a miraculous way, has brought you, brought the finances. And now it's going to be exciting to see what He's done. I'm just glad that we've got the leadership and the experience we need to take this to the new level. And I know you're interested in hearing from dentists that are listening to this as well.
That's right. We want to get that feedback. We want to get those ideas. Even now, ideas are coming in, and we're having telephone calls and just generating new ideas that we're looking to incorporate into what we're doing as we begin to move this forward. In some ways, we have a blank slate, so it's exciting to see what God's doing and the people that He's bringing. And just as He did as we built the dental clinic, as we helped to build that hospital, we're trusting that God's going to bring those people into place to help this. I know this is beyond my competence, beyond what I can do myself, so we're trusting God to do and be faithful as He has shown.
Well, and I think we're all sensing that He's already going above and beyond our expectations. Jeff, it's great to kind of get this view of what God's doing and learn a little bit about you. And as we start this new Christian Dental Digest, I know it's going to be coming out specifically dealing with dental issues. You're going to be that voice that people hear. And I just want you to know that all of us here at CMDA are going to be trying to support the Christian Dental Association Division in every way we can so that God can be glorified.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the opportunity to do this. We look forward to communication with our members through this digest and through our newsletters and other ways that we can communicate well. It is a real privilege for me to be working with the CMDA and leading the Christian Dental Association. To find out more about what we're doing, visit us at cmda.org/dentists. We're looking for dentists to join us in working with the underserved populations in this country and around the world, in mentoring students and to having an impact in our communities. We look forward to you joining us in this effort. Now, please stay tuned to hear from several other dental leaders that are playing active roles in the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. We'll be hearing from Drs. Pete Dawson, Van Haywood, Mike O'Callaghan, and Ryan Lee. These dentists represent just a sample from our membership that God is using through the dental profession. Most of you aren't going to need an introduction to our next guest. You've likely attended his dental seminars or read one of his dental textbooks. Dr. Peter Dawson is not your usual and customary dentist. He's a graduate of Emory University School of Dentistry. He served as a professor at his alma mater as well as Georgetown University, and his commitment to excellence in the dental profession has resulted in 3 best-selling textbooks and the foundation of the Dawson Academy for Advanced Dental Study. He's received numerous honors and recognitions from the dental profession, but Dr. Dawson says that one of his greatest privileges is serving as a trustee of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Let's listen in as Dr. David Stevens, CEO of CMDA, talks with Dr. Pete Dawson.
Pete, it's great to have you on. I just wanted to get you to just tell us your story. What a phenomenal life you've had. And as we've met over the last day or so, I just thought I wanted to share it with all our members. Tell us about how it all began.
Well, first of all, let me say what a pleasure it is to be here at the Christian Medical Dental Association headquarters. I'm overwhelmed with what has been accomplished. It's just inspiring. And I'm just sorry that it took me so long to get here. But my story is one that just started at the right time to come into dentistry, because I graduated from dental school in 1954. And at that time, there was a lot of needs in dentistry that hadn't been filled. And so I had the perfect opportunity to come in and start asking a lot of questions. And the question that I kept asking over and over again was, why are we doing things the way we're doing them? Mm-hmm. So from my growth in dentistry started clinically with a commitment of saying, well, I'm going to look at everything we do, even the mundane things in dentistry, and ask, is there a better way to do this? And why are we doing it the way we're doing it now? Well, it's amazing how many ideas came out of that. And then having had the opportunity to study with some of the great minds in dentistry at the time and doing a lot of postgraduate study, I was able to make a lot of changes in the way I was practicing dentistry. And then I just started to share them, primarily because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And if I would hear somebody talking about the way things should be done and I felt that was really antiquated, I would say
speak
so.
Up.
I would speak up. And then I started being asked to speak at dental meetings. In those days, we carried our own projector and screen and ate a lot of chicken and peas. But I ended up speaking at a lot of dental meetings, and I'd have to say it was pretty primitive at the time. But as I kept studying and searching and finding better ways to do dentistry, I just had more dentists that would ask me if they could come to my practice and watch. And so I hardly ever practiced without a couple of dentists over my shoulder, and then set up little sessions on weekends. When that became a burden, and I decided that I had a family, young children that were more important, and so I said, well, I will set up a seminar, and you can come, and we'll all go together, but then we'll have the weekend together, mm-hmm, for families. And that was my first seminar. And that was in 1961. And then those people that came wanted to come back. So then we did it again. And it grew to about 12 seminars a year, 3-day seminars a year that I was giving, in addition to traveling around quite a bit, too, speaking at national meetings and all. And it brought me to a point that, saying, well, you know, we need some balance in our life here. And so I developed a concept called Blue Time, where I went through and marked my calendar off for for several times during a year, including anniversaries, children's affairs, and things like that, and marked it off in advance and said, this is blue time, and all weekends were blue time.
Let me ask you this question, Pete. How many dentists have you taught in your lifetime? You got any idea?
Well, I really don't have any idea. I do know that there's been more than 40,000 dentists that have actually come through my seminars.
Wow.
But then, you know, I've spoken at almost every national meeting and
sure.
overseas and all kinds of places, so I have no idea how many.
When did you get the idea you were going to write a textbook?
Well, when I started teaching the seminars, a lot of dentists asked me, how about putting this in a book form? And something that I really wanted to do, and I liked to write. So I started working on my first textbook, and it was published in 1973. And it immediately became the best-selling dental text of all time. So I thought, you know, this is really fun.
Great way to reach out.
Yeah. And then, of course, that makes you an expert. So you then start getting problems that you weren't getting before. And
yeah.
But that's the best way to learn. And I had a concept that I still have that dentists should be more than just tooth dentists. They should be the physician of the masticatory system.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't understand the design of the masticatory system, they can't really be a good dentist. You can't understand the bite, the occlusion, unless you understand the temporomandibular joints. And you can't understand the joints unless you understand occlusion. And the problems that we see with muscles and all that, and orofacial pain, all this is related to imbalances in the system. And I think every dentist should be trained to solve those problems because they are solvable and they're predictably solvable, or we can predict when they're not solvable.
Mm-hmm.
So that concept led me to really get more interested in anatomy and physiology and really understand the system. And as I started to really see the intricacy of design in the system, that every aspect of the masticatory system is beautifully designed, whether it be the material that's used or the shape of parts or how they all interrelate. And so I started into my teaching bringing in the concept that you could never be an atheist if you understand the design of the masticatory system. And of course, that started to affect, more importantly, my own attitude, that I'm not here by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up basically a Christian, but I had to grow a lot to reach a point where I started to understand how important it was to have God in my life. And I started to...
Tell us about that spiritual journey. How'd that happen?
You know, I realized I never really understood the message of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up thinking I had to earn my salvation. And it wasn't until Jody and I got involved in a really good Bible study, I started seeing things in the Bible that I had never seen.
Hmm.
And how it impacted my whole thinking really was exciting. And my wife, too. And so as I got deeper and deeper into understanding that my salvation is a gift, it started to permeate everything I did. Mm-hmm. Because I realized that every gift that I had been given, and I then realized, you know, my success wasn't as much my own doing as it was a gift. There's so many things that happened in my life that just led me in those directions, and there's something that I've not told too many people, but when I was writing my book, my first book, I would have questions about, now, why is this particular part of the temporomandibular joint designed the way it is? Why is the plane of occlusion the way it is? There's got to be a reason, and you know, when I'd go to bed at night, I'd say, God, would you please help me understand that? And believe it or not, I would wake up in the middle of the night sometime with explanations that weren't in textbooks. And I'd jump out of bed and run in my study and start writing, and it was a God thing. I mean, he would answer questions that I had, and then I could go and really study the anatomy and physiology and find out, you know what, he gave me the right answer.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have thought of it. And I started to really understand that personal relationship is something that I needed every day. And so then I wanted to share it with more people. And
yeah, I was going to ask you, because I know you have you've not only deepened your own walk with the Lord, but you've challenged many others. How's God used you in that way?
At one point in our seminars that I gave by a group of friends encouraged me to and helped and offered to help. I wrote a letter to the dentists that had been through my seminars. If they'd been through all of my seminar series, why, you get to know them pretty well, and had a position of a relationship with them. And so I wrote them a letter and said that I felt that I had shortchanged them by just talking about dentistry, that I'd been talking about dentistry and managing practices and things like that, but I never really told them what was the most important thing in my life, and that wasn't something I could do in 10 minutes. And so we were going to have a session, a retreat, and I wanted to invite them and their spouse to come and hear the rest of the story, and that it would be a Christian retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that it was very politically incorrect at the time, but that I was led to do it. And so we did, and we put it together with some really good speakers that were Christians in various fields, and explained how important God was in our lives, and gave our personal testimonies, and had just one heck of a good time. In the process, people still tell us that that's the most fun and the best time they've ever had. But through a number of these retreats, many, many people have told us that they've committed their life to Christ for the first time. So it's been very effective. It really has come back to us over and over again, where those people then have gone on and influenced others.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell you the truth, I've never felt that I was doing enough. And I still don't. Every day I ask God, well, how can you use me more effectively?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a constant search. And then I come here and I see all that y'all are doing, and I see, boy, I've got a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of step back and take that point, because how do you see dentistry today? I mean, you've watched this for you know, many, many years, over 50 years you've been in dentistry. And the trends, what are your concerns? What is your prayer and vision for what dentistry could be and what it is today?
Well, I think dentistry has come to a point where there's very little, if any, guessing mm-hmm. needed. I mean, we can solve just about every problem very predictably, and we can do it with total integrity without having to overtreat, as what we're seeing a lot of. And I know that a lot of people will be upset with this statement, but I really think usual and customary dentistry is far below a level that it should be. We can do so much better than usual and customary dentistry, because dentists aren't understanding a lot of the relationships of the bite and all that they should understand about the concept of getting mouths healthy. There's too much of a tendency to sell commodities as a dentist thinks, well, how many crowns can I sell? How many bridges can I sell? Can I sell x-rays? Whatever. I don't look at dentistry that way. I look at dentistry in the light of saying, how can I get this patient's mouth healthy so that they can keep their teeth and their whole mouth healthy as long as they live? Because we have the capacity to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that just by looking at one tooth at a time. We have to look at the whole system. But when we do that, we can be conservative. Probably my biggest concern today is a lot of the commercialization that's come into dentistry, of overselling patients on things that they a lot of times would be better off without. And the dentist today who has integrity and is really an advocate for the patient is going to try to find the most conservative way they can to get a mouth healthy and still make it beautiful. I mean, we have that capacity today like we've never had before. That part is very exciting. But we can do that and have absolutely comfortable, healthy, long-term results in dentistry if we understand how that whole system works and are willing to do the quality control processes that are available to us. That we've worked on for years, developing a whole concept of quality control in how dentistry is practiced. It's a very realistic approach.
Talk to dental students. We have a lot of dental students out there. What would you say to them? You know, you're 56 years down the road from where they were. What would you challenge them as Christian dentists? You know, you've talked about the quality and that type of thing, but I know one of the drums you beat is keeping balance in your life and deal, you know, making Christ first. Just speak to them and tell them what you'd want them to hear.
Well, the first thing I'd say to them is that when they get out of dental school, to recognize they're just starting to learn. They've just been given permission to learn to really do dentistry. That's about as far as it goes. And they need to get out and learn all of the things that are important, not only for the dentistry, but for managing their practices, for dealing with patients, for leadership concepts. And they need to put all that in a perspective that gives real priority to their family life. I see too many dentists who feel like, well, they just ought to spend a lot more time at the office and their families suffer, and that shouldn't be. And if they learn to do the dentistry the way it can be done, they can be very efficient and have a very good life in dentistry and still have a very good family life and balance. But they have to understand that balance doesn't just happen. They've got to give that first priority where it goes. And the other thing is that as dentists, we see our patients more often than physicians see their patients. We see them on a regular basis. We get to know our patients. When you see a new patient, I tell a new patient that, you know, we're going to be friends. If you're my patient, and I can't say this now, but when I started, I say, we may be working together for 40 years. So let's start off on a good personal level here. And it's not just another number, but it's a personal relationship. Well, when we develop that with a patient, it's amazing how these patients come back and tell us how many opportunities we have to relate to patients and be helpful to them and
raise faith flags and
God puts us in a real good position to be evangelists in a dental practice. I mean, it couldn't be very too many places where you can have the opportunities that we have in dentistry to affect lives beyond just fixing their teeth, you know. So I would urge dentists to think of that balance when they start. And that means don't go out your first year and buy the new Mercedes, but number one, try to get out of debt as fast as you can so that you can then not feel like you have to sell every patient that walks in the door, and you can follow the rule that we developed years ago called the Whittium Rule. And that is, would I do it on me? And if I can't say, when I examine a patient, if I can't say, what I'm recommending I would do in my own mouth or my wife's mouth or children's mouth, then I certainly don't have the right to suggest that to a patient. And I would go further than that. I would say, would I do it on me if I were in the same circumstances as a patient? And one of the ways that I find that out is I ask the patient when I have examined them thoroughly and tell them, now, this is what I would do if this were my mouth. But if having this dentistry creates a problem for you that's bigger than the problem you have in your mouth, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work out some alternatives that will work for you. And that's when patients open up, and then we are in a position to say, okay, what's best for you? And that's as much a part of dentistry as doing the clinical dentistry, is working with patients to do what's best for them and getting away from this idea of selling commodities. And frankly, it's a wonderful, wonderful life.
It's where you find the most fulfillment, too, when you're working alongside your patients.
Yes. I can't think of a better life than what you can have in dentistry. I think it's the greatest hobby in the world, for one thing.
Pete, I want to thank you for taking some time with us. I mean, your wisdom, your experience, just, you know, our day and so we've had here together has been a blessing to me, and what your words today and a blessing to many others. Thank you for being faithful to what God has called you to do and doing it with excellence, keeping your priorities straight. You're a great example to all of us.
Thank you, Dave, and you've been a real inspiration to me, too.
What a great interview and an opportunity to hear from one of the great leaders in dentistry. Dr. Dawson and I are looking for others to join us as we move dental ministries at CMDA forward. To find out more about us and ways that you can join us in the work that we're doing, visit us at cmda.org/dentist. In my 10 years of dental practice here in the United States and 12 plus years working in Africa, God has always called and provided the people necessary to accomplish His purpose. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from A.W. Tozer, and he says, "Every saving work of God among men will, if examined, be found to have two factors present, several converging lines of providential circumstance and a person." Here at CMDA Dental Ministries, we are seeing God-sized circumstances begin to come together, and God is raising up men and women in the dental profession to play important roles. On this edition of Dental Ministries Digest, it's my privilege to introduce you to several of those dentists that are beginning to take active roles in dental ministry here at CMDA. Our next guest is Dr. Van Haywood. Dr. Haywood is on faculty at the Dental School at Georgia Health Sciences University in Augusta, Georgia. He's also a member of the American Dental Association, the Academy of Operative Dentistry, the American Academy of Restorative Dentistry, and many other prestigious organizations. Van has served on editorial boards of several dental journals and publications, and he's published much of his own research, along with a book on vital bleaching of teeth. We're so very thankful for his leadership in the dental profession, and also his leadership and contributions to the dental ministry here at CMDA. Recently, we had a chance to sit down together. Let's hear what Van had to say. Well, Van, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with us today and to talk a little bit about CMDA Dental Ministries. I appreciate especially your involvement with me in coming into this position. Tell us just a little bit about how God brought you into the dental profession and your role in the dental profession.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to share. I teach at a dental school now. I've been in private practice, and I was reading a book. I just wasn't happy with that and felt God calling me to teach, and it was called Your Job, Survival, or Satisfaction. And out of that, I felt like I needed to go into teaching, but I thought I'd go in the same town I was already practicing in because there was a dental school there. And it turned out that door was closed, and so I realized if I was going to surrender to God, I needed to be willing to go wherever God called me. So He wound up opening a door up at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where I went up there thinking it would be a year. Turned out I was there for 10 years, but that was the time where we wrote the first article in the world on how to bleach teeth with Trey. And then opened up another door to come back down to Georgia Health Sciences University, or the Medical College of Georgia, at the School of Dentistry, where I went to dental school. And so I've been there teaching since 1993.
Fantastic. I first met you, Van, when I was a missionary dentist in Africa, and I attended a conference in Thailand, and you were lecturing there. Would you tell me a little bit about how your involvement with the CMDE program with the CMDA?
Well, I love doing continuing education, and God's kind of given me an opportunity to use the position and place I was at to do things to further His kingdom. And so one of those things, I could kind of barter my way across the world by going to lecture for continuing educations in Bangkok and Manila. And while I was there, go out and do the Christian Medical Dental Education, where we lectured to missionaries so they could get their CE credits in 40 hours in 2 weeks. And so I got to go a couple of times, and it was such a great blessing, and to meet folks like you and just be encouraged and inspired, and then also to use the gifts and graces and opportunities that God had given me in my academic career to be able to help other people and bridge that gap between what they needed and what I had.
Van, how many years have you been involved with CMDA?
Well, I've been actually involved, I think, since 2005. And so it was part of a situation. We had a dental prayer group been meeting for 30 years, but as the legal systems and state schools and Christianity is more under focus, you needed to make sure you're a bona fide student organization to be able to meet on campus and pray and study the Bible and do things like that. So CMDA had a wonderful situation where students could be members for free, and they had the constitution and the bylaws and all the things that you needed to satisfy the academic environment to be a bona fide student organization. Plus, once students graduated, they had a place that they could connect on a national level. Anywhere they went to set up private practice, they could get connected with CMDA. So we aligned our freestanding group with CMDA and fell under theirs, and it just opened up all kind of doors for both national and international involvement in mission and education and spiritual growth.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those other opportunities that students have had to be involved in missions or in local projects?
Well, we have a strong CMDA chapter in Augusta, Georgia, and then plus there are just lots of other things. We kind of partner with a lot of other organizations, Medical Campus Outreach and some of the Georgia Baptist mobile dental vans, and so we do things like work with churches where you're packing Christmas boxes to go in and work on a mobile dental van where they saw patients and faculty supervised them to go into an inner city clinic and doing dentistry there, as well as, you know, you've got student leadership things coming up for CMDA up here in Bristol and different areas where they can be involved with missions. Andy Sanders, out of our director for the area, goes on a lot of GHO mission trips and stuff. And so he's all the time taking students and dentists and different folks involved. So it's just a wide variety of times and locations and places they can be involved.
Man, over the years, you've played just a very key role in dental ministries. You played a key role in my transition and bringing me up to speed. As you look at the opportunities for dental ministry within CMDA, what are some of the things that you're seeing or sensing?
Well, it's been a great thing. You kind of go where God's calling you to go, and He kind of had me standing in the gap till you got here. So I'm thrilled to death to see you coming on board with how things are going. Dentists are such cottage industry people, and they get so isolated, and it's been such a hard time raising this new generation. The millennial kids that are in dental school, born after 1982, they're coming from a different worldview than I grew up in. And so seeing the ways they're coming in, the need for in-depth analytical analysis of the faith and practical applications and doing things are all just greater than they've ever been. And the historically dentists have been isolated from one another except for occasional dental meetings. So I see CMDA as a way to link everybody together, to strengthen our own faith walk and our local ministry where we're at, to give us tools to empower us to reach the new generation for Christ, encourage them in their walk, save their marriages. I mean, it's become to the point where the term being a Christian doesn't seem to carry any depth to it and any breadth and any commitment. So I just see this as a pivotal time in the dental world and our nation's world, and how we can be salt and light to a whole nation that's going under because they've lost their Judeo-Christian principles for marriage and business and character and all the different things that we stand for.
Van, what are some of the resources that CMDA has to offer to dentists?
Well, the thing I'm excited about is, and not only is this about going on missions and doing things for other people, but they've got all kind of resources to strengthen marriage and about apologetics and defending the faith and understanding the Christian worldview and all the different ways that you may raise your children or care for your aging parents. perseverance, and just a multitude of things of basically how do you live a Christian life in this world and make a difference where God has planted you.
Well, Van, I'm glad our conversation doesn't have to end here. You've agreed to be on our Dental Advisory Committee, so we'll continue to explore what God's given us down the road. I thank you for taking this time to interview and for being with us.
Thanks, Jeff. We're excited. I just feel like you're God's man for this position. I'm looking forward to seeing how he works through you and all the rest of us to bring glory to his kingdom.
Next, let me introduce you to Dr. Mike O'Callaghan. Dr. O'Callaghan runs a general dental practice in a small town in southwest Michigan, where he and his wife have raised their three children. Mike has been very active in short-term dental missions and serves as a dental specialty coordinator for Global Health Outreach, the short-term missions arm of the CMDA. He has published articles on short-term dental mission work and an article on human trafficking and the role of the dental professional. Recently at our national convention, Mike and I had an opportunity to sit down together. Let's hear a little bit of Mike's story. Mike, well, I'm glad to finally be able to track you down. You're a busy guy. You're doing a lot for the Lord and for CMDA in your practice. Tell us a little bit about your dental practice, how you got into dentistry, what that looks like for you.
Well, I'm a general practice dentist in southwest Michigan. When I went to dental school, I probably knew less about dentistry than anyone in my class. It was just kind of crazy, but I was in undergrad, and I was getting good grades in like the pre-med kind of classes, but I really didn't want to be a physician, and I really wasn't sure. I thought maybe I'd get a doctorate in physiology, because I like that. And then someday, me and two other friends were in a cafeteria, and some people came to talk to students interested in dentistry as a career. The dean for admissions for University of Michigan, University of Detroit. They came and left, and one of my friends said, maybe that's what we should do. So now all three of us are dentists. So I don't know. God works in mysterious ways. So I've been in Allegan. I did a general practice residency in upstate New York after dental school, which is a really good experience for me. And then we came to a small town, opened a practice, hung up a shingle in 83 and hoped someone would come. And slowly they did. And so I've been there ever since.
So Mike, one of the things that I know that you're involved in is short-term missions. How many short-term mission trips would you estimate that you've been on over the years?
I really just started 6 years ago, but I really was amazed at how valuable specifically dental skills are in a short-term setting and how God uses that to bless and mature, grow me in faith, and to minister to people and just, you know, just the levels of a ministry. So I've probably been on maybe 15 or so since then.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about how God has used that in your life and in the lives of some of the other dentists and other providers that have been on those trips.
Well, you know, if you do something like that and aren't changed, something's pretty desperately wrong. And so I think everyone's used. As a dentist, I think what we do is really, really... there's a lot of levels and a lot of dimensions. One is that I had to learn to have some congruity between the Michael Callahan and a GHO trip and a Michael Callahan who was running a for-profit solo practice. And so that's a continuing process of seeking the Lord's face and doing his will. The other thing is it's just an amazing opportunity because we get people numb and it's something to talk while they're getting numb. And so usually I just ask them, hey, you know, while you're getting numb, well, of course through a translator because I barely speak English. And so I say, while we're getting you numb, we decide what we're going to do and get consent. I ask them, is it okay if we talk about things that really matter, things of eternal significance while you're getting numb? And everyone, I mean, at a Communist Party official said it was okay. And so, and they'll talk about that. And so God opens doors in that way. And so it's just, and medicine is wonderful, but after 30 days, the Pepcid's gone, the multivitamins are gone, your Motrin's gone. But we can do some pretty amazing things as a dentist that has some lasting impact physically, but really more critically spiritually. The medical things we do is just really an opportunity. It's just it's the Barnum and Bailey Circus. We come to town and people show up. And if we came to town and said, we want to tell you about Jesus, they wouldn't show up so much. So,
are there other opportunities for dentists with GHO, with these short-term mission trips? Are they need a dentist for these trips?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My understanding is about a quarter of our trips have no dentist. And a lot of trips have one dentist. And that's really kind of sad. I'm sad about that as a dentist. Dentists shoulder a special burden in JHO. Dentistry is really complex. I kind of help rewrite the manual, and I've got an article in AGD magazine, General Dentistry, will be published in July about implementation of short-term mission trips, because there's nothing written about it. And it really is complicated. And I also volunteer with JHO as the dental specialty coordinator. Bill Sasser and I share that role. And dentists will call me up, and they just think everything's provided. One guy was going to Honduras, and he said, yeah, my team leader said I should call you, but I've been to Honduras before. I've done this before. I'm ready to rock. And I said, great. And I said, so what are you bringing? He said, well, a couple favorite instruments. And I said, oh. I said, I thought you were going to do dentistry. And there was a pause, and he said, I said, well, if it's not on your back, you're like a turtle. And so I've never found it easy to pack up for a mission trip yet, and I've done it a couple of times. I've gone to the same places a few times. So it's a challenge, but big deal. I mean, the reward is so phenomenal, and to be used by God. And the thing about my first trip in Haiti, I was laying in bed at night, and God was just ministering to me, and I could not believe how good it felt to use my dental skills solely for His glory. I'd never done that before. And that is an amazing experience, and just being able to do that. So I would encourage fellow dentists, young, old, male, female, specialist, non-specialist, give us a call. We can put you to use.
Great. And you have resources that are available?
We have some resources. Okay. And we can guide you and direct you. And it depends on the scope of care. Mm-hmm. We have a manual, a handbook that we can send to you to look over, and Bill Sasser and I or someone else and Jeff and someone will help guide you through the process, and we just don't throw you to the wolves. But getting there and jumping in and finding out, it's really, and maybe some trips going like Nicaragua start out. We have 10 or 11 trips a year in Nicaragua. Most times you're with other dentists. That's a really good training ground.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate it. I'm glad that you're going to be a part of our advisory committee. I look forward to, I just understand your heart for the Lord and service and the way that God's using you in dentistry and that. And I look forward to continuing to do that together. As you dream about dentistry and the impact that Christian Medical Dental Associations can have on the profession and through the profession, what are some of the things that you're seeing as possibilities?
They're really kind of as endless as there are dentists who are Christians and willing to do whatever the Lord would have them do. And probably most of the good ideas are in the hearts of people who haven't stepped up and done them yet. I believe God steers a moving ship. And so there's someone maybe listening to this who's God's going to use. And I had no idea I would be doing. When I went my first trip to Haiti and 6 years ago, I went with my son who's going to graduate from dental school in a couple weeks. And he said, Dad, let's go on a mission trip together because I want to go to dental school. I said, okay, that's fine. I had no idea what God would do. So there's tremendous opportunities. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. And dentists, we have a real platform in our communities. We have a platform in that we are educated and we can understand. It is teaching and leading and within the profession of dentistry and mentoring, spiritual mentoring in dentistry. You know, that's just not going on much. The sky's the limit, and God's got plans, and I'm just looking forward to kind of hold on to His coattails and go for the ride.
Well, brother, thank you for taking the time to share a little bit of your heart with the people of CMDA.
You're welcome.
Our next guest is Dr. Ryan Lee. Dr. Lee completed his dental training at New York University, and he's currently finishing a fellowship in dental oncology at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. Ryan has a real passion for dentistry and a passion for Christ. He is actively involved in dental missions both locally and internationally. And Ryan's had an interesting journey in getting to the dental profession. Let's hear a little about his journey.
Well, Ryan, it's a privilege for me to interview you today. I first heard about you from some of the leaders in the CMDA and student ministries, and then in some of the interactions with Scott Reese here at the headquarters. Tell us a little bit of your story of how you became a dentist and how you became a follower of Christ.
Yeah, I became a dentist because I knew I'd always been interested in the healthcare professions. And prior to dentistry, I worked as a management consultant, sort of with Fortune 500 pharmaceutical companies. But I wasn't quite happy doing that, and I guess it took me a little bit of time to realize that dentistry is a pretty fantastic profession from many perspectives. It gives you the ability to heal people, obviously gives you the ability to independently run your practice and to really make a difference in people's lives. So I sort of had a roundabout career change, and in my mid to late 20s went into dentistry. And so far, so good. No regrets. In terms of becoming a Christian, I grew up in a Christian family. But again, there were some influential people, pastors, and mentors along the way throughout high school and college that really sort of taught me how to take ownership of my faith and really walk with Christ in a very intimate and personal relationship manner.
As you went through dental school, I know that you had some activity and some involvement with the Christian Medical and Dental Associations and the student ministries there. Where did you go to dental school, and what was your involvement with CMDA?
I went to New York University here in New York City, and I was involved with CMDA. In fact, a group of my classmates and I, when we were second-year students at the dental school, decided to start a CMDA chapter. And just an interesting thing, the history of the school was that the school, although it's the largest dental school in the country, they actually hadn't allowed the presence of a Christian ministry group for close to two decades. And, you know, make the long story short, we were able to sort of fight with the administration because of some good relationships that we had with the administrators, and they finally allowed us to have a presence on the campus. So, you know, it was the beginning of everything, and everything wasn't always smooth, but it was a committed group of maybe five or six people that began a ministry. And I believe it's still going strong today.
Great. What are some of the opportunities then? I know that you've done a little bit of traveling over the years. What kind of trips have you done when in your time with CMDA?
When I was a dental student, I was able to take part in sort of humanitarian trips locally here in the New York City area. But as soon as I graduated from dental school, that very week I went to a country in Northeast Asia on a dental missions trip, which lasted about a month, primarily helping out with an orphanage in the area on the border of China and North Korea. Specifically with CMDA, I was able to accompany a team of physicians, dentists, pharmacists, and optometrists to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. This was about a year after the earthquake that had devastated the country, obviously. And that was a week-long trip right after Christmas. And it was, again, a great experience being able to work in a multidisciplinary fashion, surrounded by a group of Christian mentors, doctors, and that's something I still remember.
Well, that's great. I know I was hoping we were going to be able to sit face-to-face and do this interview, but you told me that you had to take part in a dental oncology symposium. Tell us a little bit about the specialty and the opportunities that you have in dental oncology.
Currently, I'm completing a fellowship in dental oncology, and it's kind of a niche field. It's not yet a specialty that's recognized by the ADA, but it is, I believe, a pretty important field. So at the end of the day, I'm a general dentist that manages and treats the needs of cancer patients that have dental problems. So patients, for example, that are undergoing radiation therapy to the head and neck regions, or folks receiving chemotherapy or planned for stem cell transplants have specialized needs in the oral cavity that need some particular management. And I work at a cancer center called Memorial Sloan Kettering here in New York City. And yeah, I'm quite excited to be able to finish the fellowship in the next couple of months, and we'll see what kind of doors God opens in terms of next steps.
Great. That's exciting, Ryan. I'm looking forward to working with you. You agreed to be on my advisory committee, and we'll have opportunities to continue to interact and look at ways that we can use dentistry to impact the world around us. What are some of the opportunities that you're seeing for dental ministries and the CMDA to have an impact?
It's just so much that I think CMDA does that it's difficult to really even keep track of all the different ministries and opportunities that are available, especially for kind of a young aspiring doctor, dentist like myself. What's already planned for me is a trip to China to join a team of much more experienced healthcare providers than myself, but we'll be on a team traveling to Shenyang, lecturing to physicians and dentists in a Chinese medical university, sort of to form relationships and to really basically get to know people and to spread the love of Christ through knowledge. And that's through the Medical Education Initiative, MEI, in September. But I think just in a general perspective, I'm very excited to see the dental ministry growing so much. And I think just from the emails that you and I have exchanged, it just seems like there's a very intentional and specific effort to really place dentistry as part of CMDA and to connect what God is doing in the lives of dentists and dental patients across the country with what CMDA is doing, which I think wasn't always there maybe 3 years ago or 5 years ago. So I'm pretty excited to just see how the dental ministry just shapes and does amazing things in the greater context of CMDA. Yeah, so I'm just excited to see that change happening.
Right, we're excited as well as we see God bringing pieces of this together and just indicating that it's really His timing and seeing some of this thing. And one of the things begin to happen. One of the things that's very exciting for me is that there's the opportunity for dental education and dental training and doing that both locally and on an international scale. And I think with your expertise and coming out of your dental oncology fellowship there, we're going to have just great opportunities to continue to expand that and look at ways that we can continue to impact students and residents and dentists here in the United States and around the world. Thank you, Ryan, for taking the time to be with us and have this conversation. And I want you to know I'm really looking forward to being able to spend some time with you and sitting down and really praying and seeing what God has for us in this ministry.
Yeah, so am I. Thanks for this opportunity.
As we close this issue of Dental Ministries Digest, I hope that you see as I do that God is already at work in and through the dental profession, the CMDA, and in the lives of our dental members. What a great opportunity we as dentists have to share what we have with others. Whether that is mentoring and teaching dental students in the U.S., going on a short-term missions trip, teaching and training at foreign dental schools and residency programs, or giving our time to help meet the needs of the underserved in our own backyards. Here at the CMDA, we are here to serve you in the dental profession. We care about you and we care about your staff. We care about your marriage and your family and about helping you help others. And we care about your walk with God. If you're already a member of CMDA, thank you for being a part of what we're doing. Please let others know about us and how they too can play an important role as we move forward. If you are not yet a member, I invite you to join. We are greatly expanding our dental-related initiatives and the scope of impact, and we welcome you to join us. Visit cmda.org/dentist for more information and for information on how to join. As we walk in faith here at CMDA, God has certainly put in the circumstances and people in place to accomplish His purposes. Let's look forward to all God has as we walk this road together.
Dental Ministries Digest is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on Dental Ministries Digest are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations.